In motorcycle club chaplaincy, one of the hardest realities is this. Everyone seems connected. People know families, they know former conflicts, they know old stories. They know who rode with whom, who split from whom, who was present at the funeral, who was in the hospital waiting room, and who is carrying old hurt. In that kind of environment, protecting trust takes intentional wisdom. It does not happen by accident. First, be disciplined in what you repeat. The less you repeat, the safer you become. A chaplain does not need to prove involvement by sharing details. In fact, restrained speech often communicates maturity more powerfully than dramatic talk ever could. Second, separate care from circulation. You may hear something important in a private moment. That does not mean it should move into the wider relational circle. Ask yourself, is sharing this necessary for safety, or am I just feeling the pull to talk? That question alone can protect many relationships. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly. People often trust a chaplain more when they know where the lines are. You can say, I treat conversations carefully. You can say, I do not pass along private matters casually. You can say, if someone is in danger, I may need to help connect the right support. That kind of clarity helps people know what kind of presence you are. Fourth, be especially careful in informal settings. Parking lots, benefit rides, memorial gatherings, post-service conversations, and late-night debrief moments can feel relaxed. But relaxed settings are often where loose talk begins. A wise chaplain remembers that even informal moments still carry ministry weight. Fifth, do not reward rumor. If someone comes to you with speculation, half-truths, or emotionally loaded information about another person, do not help it grow. Do not add your interpretation. Do not confirm what you have heard elsewhere. Do not become a collector of narratives. You can simply say, I want to be careful with that. Or, it would not be right for me to discuss someone else's private struggle. Or, maybe the best next step is direct conversation, not wider conversation. Sixth, protect prayer spaces. Prayer can be one of the safest gifts a chaplain offers, but only if it stays safe. When people ask for prayer, ask whether they want it kept private. Do not assume every request is meant for a group. In tight communities, privacy is love. Seventh, stay emotionally non-reactive. When a chaplain becomes shocked, overly curious, overly impressed, or emotionally pulled by a disclosure, the person speaking may begin to feel exposed. Calm responses protect dignity. Steadiness says, you are safe here. I am not going to mishandle this. This is part of caring for embodied souls. Words land in the nervous system. People feel safety or danger not only in content, but in tone, pacing, facial expression, and restraint. Eighth, build a reputation slowly. Trust is rarely built by one powerful conversation. More often, it is built by repeated quiet faithfulness. You showed up. You listened. You did not talk too much afterward. You kept your role clear. You did not become political. You did not exploit pain. Over time, people notice. That is how trust grows when everyone knows everyone. A motorcycle chaplain does not need to know every detail to be useful. A chaplain needs to be grounded enough to protect the people who do share. So protect trust with your tongue, protect trust with your timing, protect trust with your boundaries, protect trust with your prayer, protect trust with your calm presence. In communities shaped by loyalty, memory, and deep relational ties, safe communication is not a small skill. It is a ministry necessity. And when you become known as trustworthy, your presence carries weight that words alone never could.